Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Monday, and we have Pat Pagano with us. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Yes, good morning. It is a Monday morning. I am here. A little achy, but nevertheless, I am here. I'll explain that in a second.
Achy, breaky heart.
Achy, breaky heart, yeah. but we have another one of Marshall's favorite kind of weather patterns. rain and drizzle and fog coming in. Today, tonight, we stay in the 40s today. We're in the low 40s tonight. Tomorrow, Election Day 2018. A wet one. And I'm not talking about the politicians. Clouds and showers. There could even be a thunderstorm. Mid-50s. That front goes through tomorrow night. The rain ends early and it clears out. It leaves us with sunny to partly cloudy skies Wednesday. Not a bad day. 60 to 65. Thursday, sunny, a little cooler in the mid-50s. And then clouding up with more showers Friday. And then windy, blustery, and chilly for the upcoming weekend.
And snow flurries on the upcoming weekend.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
Right, snow yep. flurries.
Yep.
And so now I see a big blob of green heading our way. That looks like a pretty steady blob of green.
It's mainly light rain. Some of it is drizzle. And unfortunately, some of it is not, by the way. But that's all the way back in Pennsylvania. This is what we were talking about last week. And we said that it would be coming in, if you recall, for Monday and into Labor Day. Election Day. So I like when everything stays just the way it's supposed to. And the weather is really on track. That green right now that Marshall's talking about extends from about Philadelphia to just outside the Poconos. That's the forward line of it. And it's moving northeastward. There is a little bit of shower activity breaking off ahead of it. So you may get some sprinkles or I would say even some drizzle. Next couple of hours. Otherwise, the main steady rain will be coming in, in my estimation, certainly by lunchtime, by 12 noon. It's a good thing that today you're not going to the city, but are you going to the city tomorrow?
I think so, yeah.
Election Day?
Sure, why?
Okay, all right, well.
But there's not a lot of traffic on Election Day.
No, I have no idea. I've never traveled to the city on Election Day. Well, there's going to be showers, and there could even be thunderstorms. So that's something that you'll have to cope with.
I always enjoy driving by Trump Tower and seeing all the protesters there. It's amazing. It doesn't matter. It could be the coldest day, the rainiest day, the hottest day. There's always people in front of Trump Tower protesting.
I'll tell you, I know two people so far who were avid Trump supporters,
yeah.
One of which is a senior citizen. She don't even want to hear his name now. Okay, so you can't even mention his name around her. And then the other one, which is very surprising, young gentleman, said to me last week, he said, you know, my president is really getting me upset. And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, I better sit down for this one. He said, why does he say things and then go back and said that he doesn't say things? I said, oh, James, you're finally seeing that? He goes, I'm seeing too much of it. And I dropped it. I wasn't going any further. I said, well, that's kind of interesting because, you know, usually, you know, whatever you are, whoever you support till its dying day, so to speak.
One thing I found out in life, and I have a lot of my friends, I have a lot of my friends, probably 50% of my friends are big-time Donald Trump supporters, and they mm-hmm. know I'm not, okay? But you know what? I don't try to convince them not to be.
Exactly.
And they don't try to convince me not to be a Bernie Sanders supporter, because that's who I am. But Do we joke with one another occasionally? Absolutely. But do we try to convince one another? There's a great meme that's on Facebook today. Life. Let me bring this up. You'll enjoy this. Hang on. Let me find this. You'll enjoy this meme. I want to make sure I get it right. Okay, here it is. Life is short. Make sure you spend as much time as possible on the internet arguing with strangers about politics. There you go. I mean, that says it all. I mean, why are you going to try to convince somebody? You know, just let them have their opinion. Just, you know, move on. State your opinion. They state theirs and then move on. Next subject. It's like sports.
Yeah, right. You know, that's why they say don't get into discussions with politics and religion.
You know, it's like in sports. You got a Yankee fan and a Red Sox fan. Do you think they try to convince each other to change their allegiances?
Right.
No, they don't. So anyway.
Right. Well, yeah. So anyhow, getting to what I did anyhow. Saturday, you know, the morning started out very wet, as you know. The afternoon got a little bit better. And I saw this church was moving and they were having a sale. And they had pictures and tons of pictures of the stuff that they have. And one of them included a professional spotlight. Huh. And I said, you know what? It's really worth the trip. It's not too far. It's about 10, 15 minutes away from here. It's worth the trip to go see, you know, the spotlight and how much they want, because I could get it for the lake, you know, for our movie. So I went up there. And I says to him, I said, you still have the spotlight? He says, yeah. And he had one of the guys, he says, take him up to the balcony. I think it's up there. And huge, huge church. And I went up there, and there's a spotlight with all the color gels, you know, the little that. I'm thinking, he goes, how much you want to offer them this? I said, how much are they asking for it? He goes, I don't know. Let's go down and ask them. So he says to the guy, how much you want for it? He goes, I have no idea. What's your offer? I said, I have no idea either. I said, you know, it's used. I know that. So he says to the guy, look it up on the internet. Look it up on Craigslist. So he comes back down. He said, this spotlight goes for $500 on Craigslist. I said, well, I can't afford $500. He said, well, make us an offer. I said, $150. He goes, that's a little too low. He said, you know, maybe we'll try to sell it on Craigslist. I said, well, good luck. Put my name down and my telephone number. If you wind up not selling it, by all means, give me a call. And I walked out. So that was that. It was a big loss for me. Would you have paid $500 for that?
No, because it's not worth it. And with today's lighting, Pat, and with LED lights and LED spotlights and everything like that, they're not worth that anymore. I mean, it used to be. They used to be worth. I had them. I had two or three of the spotlights with the TV station.
You told
station.
Me that.
And they were $1,000. I mean, but they're not worth it anymore. A, they burn too much energy. B, they burn so hot they can injure somebody. When the bulbs go out, they're expensive to replace. If you're going to pay $500 for a spotlight, you'll be able to get an LED spotlight for that for right around that. Which is just as bright.
Right. You're probably right. Too bad I didn't think about all of those selling points to tell him.
Just because somebody lists something on Craigslist for $500
doesn't mean it goes for it, right? Exactly. So anyhow, so I lost that. And then yesterday I got outside at 11 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful day. Absolutely beautiful. Especially for what I was doing. And I said, I am going to finish my power washing. And, of course, I didn't do the public sidewalks, but I did all my pathway, my patio. And then we have brick walls, half brick walls lining the garage or the driveway. I did all of that. I got all the moss off. I did my PVC fence, got all the moss off that. And I did my garage doors. So I did all of that 4.5 hours outside power washing. I got back in at 3:30. And, you know, I said, hey, listen, I got a lot done today. That was really, really good. It was very productive. And then, of course, I got up this morning an hour earlier because of the time change. And my lower back is hurting.
Well, it's funny because yesterday, I'll just say real quick, I decided to clean up one of the our production studios. And I pulled out, we have two audio consoles that we don't need anymore. And he knew they were each $1,600 each, and they're going to go for sale for $750 each or two for $1,000. So you have a backup in case one goes bad. You know, I'm trying to de-shed ourselves of some of the junk that's built up. It's not junk, but stuff that's built up that you don't need anymore. I mean, the digital age has changed audio so much that when we started 10 years ago, this stuff was really, it's not needed now. but it might be needed by some college station or something like that. So,
well, that would be great if you, my nephew needed it. I would have said to you, I'll buy it, but he's got his own thing too. I was just looking up while you were talking, professional spotlights. And the one that they have here, but that's a quartz follow spot.
Yeah,
it's called a follow spot. $4,000.
Yeah, that's a quartz follow. That's not a halogen. That's a quartz one. I mean, it's you can get used spotlights all over the place, Pat.
Okay,
I'll search it out for you, and I'll find one for you.
Thank you. I know you will. Thank you, Marshall. And you have a good day, and stay dry, and I'll see you in the morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.